I'm glad to be here to see the old and new friends here.
今天呢，我给大家分享的题目是在题目是重思福音的真意。
Today my title is to rethink the essence of the gospel.
我先问大家一个问题啊，如果你现在在天堂的门口，然后呢，有一位天使，他会问你一个问题，决定了你能不能进天堂。他会问你说，我凭什么让你进入天堂？
So let me ask you this question. Suppose you're at the gate of heaven, and the angel will ask you, why should I let you in?
你会怎么回答？
How would you respond?
我曾经在一个教会有一段时间，我是在 UCLA Cover City 旁边住啊，在 UCLA 服侍学生做了两年的时间。之后呢，有一段时间我是去一个大教会啊，叫 Grace Community Church。
I used to serve on the campus of UCLA to do a campus ministry for 2 years. Then I went to serve in a mega church called Grace Community Church.
我是中国大陆出来啊，家庭教会，然后他们呢就是有一个那个时间刚好是要入会，所以我想说，我在中国的话从来好像没有过这种的仪式，加入一个教会的会员，所以我说，我要不要加入到这个教会当中
？So I'm originally from a house church in mainland China, and there was no such tradition called membership. So I was thinking, should I become a member of this church?
所以这里是会员吗
？Do we also does our church also based on membership?
那我呢就是在他们中间，我就去申请，要拿一个申请表格嘛。
Then I asked for a form to apply for a membership.
我以为就拿了嘛，结果被一个老先生抓住，还让我在一个椅子上面坐下，还看着我。
But when I asked for the form, an old gentleman want me to sit down to talk to him.
他问我，如果你这个一个时刻死了，然后呢，你就到天堂的门口。天使问你这个问题，我凭什么让你进入天堂？你会回答什么？
He asked me, suppose you're dead now and at the gate of heaven, and the angel asks you, why should I let you in? What's your reply?
我是什么感觉呢？那时候，我这个刚刚，我是上过神学院的人，你问我这么幼稚的问题，我感觉自己被冒犯了。
I felt kind of offended because I had already studied in a seminary.
这个问题怎么这么幼稚？你竟然问我？
How could you ask me such a simple question?
那你是谁呢？
Who are you?
是不是？不管怎么样，我那时候师父好像是，我不知道那时候是怎么回答的，但是我通过了，他就把申请表格给我。
I cannot remember how I replied, but somehow I got through and I managed to submit my form.
心里也松了一口气啊。
And I felt kind of I felt kind of relieved because.I think I gave him the right answer.
Okay, so I这一次我路过千象城的时候，大家知道刚好有枪击案是吧？现在又在那个着火，那着火的烟灰一直刮到我住的那地方，都是烟灰。
We know that there was a mass shooting in Thousand Oaks and a wildfire too. So when I passed by the city, I could see the smogs even coming toward my house.
所以我忽然想到说，真的是我们到了这样的一个抉择的一个时刻，我们凭什么能够来确信我们是能够进入天堂？
So,
我们凭什么确认我们就是得救的？
So let's imagine the moment has come and let's think about it. Why are you sure that you're saved? Why should the angel let you in heaven?
或者说我们的得救确据到底是什么？
Where lay the assurance of our salvation?
实际上对于这个实际上对就这个问题，有一个调查，在教会，在美国的英文的教会做过广泛的调查。
So there is a quite comprehensive survey among all the English speaking churches in America.
结果惊人的发现。
And the result turns out to be astonishing.
绝大多数人的回答是错误的。
Most of the answers are wrong.
那我在最后的时候会给大家一个举出 一个四种的回应的方式，三种是正确，三种是错误的，一种是正确的。
And I will give you some wrong examples in the end, but one of them is correct.
Yeah, 那我们怎么确信得救？这不仅仅我们怎么样来回应福音，不仅仅关乎我们的得救，实际上也是关乎我们的生活。
Actually, how we respond to the gospel is also closely connected to our life.
是关乎我们怎么活在世上，我们的肉身在这个世界上面，在各种各样的关系当中怎么活。
It's about how we live this life.
那么到底是什么定义了我们的回应的方式，我们回应的姿态，或者我们回应的这种的心态呢？
But what defines our way to respond to the gospel?
就是这个福音。
It is the gospel itself.
大家在看罗马书三章二十一节到二十六节的时候，这个正是所讲的这个让我们得救的福音，也是让我们为之我们的生活的这样的一个中心。
Let's look at Romans chapter 3:21-26. It shows us what is the gospel, and it is the very center of our life.
最近我常常思考的一个问题是，如果我去某个教会去讲一篇道，这是我唯一的一次机会，那我会选取什么样的经文？我会讲什么？
I have been thinking recently, if I have only one chance to preach at a church, what message should I deliver?
如果我一辈子只能讲一篇道，那我会讲什么？
If I can only preach once in my life, what should I preach?
如果我去某个教会应聘，那我的第一篇讲道是什么？第一篇的讲道怎么样来规范，甚至指引，怎样定义我在这个教会的牧养，来定义各种各样的事工。
If I go to a job interview at a church, what kind of message should I deliver, and how should it define my ministry at this church?
我不是说我要到这里来应聘。
I'm not saying that I'm coming to apply for the pastor of this church.
我的意思是说，一个应聘的人，像我们这些传道人，到一个教会，真正要搞清楚的，真正的问题是到底最基本的，到底福音是什么，福音不是什么。
I mean, any pastoral candidate should have a clear idea what is gospel and what is not gospel.
因为这将决定了一个牧者在这个教会，像我们这些传道人在教会的一个服事跟人的相处，因为福音定义了所有的一切。
Because it will defines fundamentally the ministry of this pastor, and actually it defines everything.
在中世纪有个改教家叫马丁路德。
There's this in the Middle Age, there is this church reformer called Martin Luther. He rediscovered the gospel.
引发了一个非常这个大的一个改革，一个革命。
And has started the great Reformation.
他说罗马书的三章二十一到二十六节，他的地位是什么？他不仅仅是罗马书的信息的中心。
According to him, Romans chapter 3, verse 21 through 26 is not only the center of the whole book of Romans.
而且他说罗马书三章二十一节到二十六节是整本圣经的信息的一个中心。
It is also the core message of the whole Bible.
我想他讲的是非常有道理，因为这短短的几节的经文最集中的高浓度的最清晰的、最完善的定义了福音是什么，它不是什么。
I think he is right because he summarized these verses summarize very well the message of the Bible in a very condensed and perfect way.
其实整本的罗马书都是在讲福音这个主题。
Actually, the whole book of Romans is talking about the gospel.
大家可以凭记忆想象一下，就是说回顾一下第一章的第一节到第十七节是保罗开始引入福音是吧？说福音是神的大能，对不对？
We may recall that in chapter 1, verse 1 through 17, Paul makes an introduction to the gospel, and he says the gospel is the great power of God.
而且神的义正在这福音上面显出来。
And it is where the justice of God is revealed.
那第一章的十八节到三章的二十节都是在讲罪。是吗？大家还有印象吗？列举了一大堆的罪，是不是
？And from 1:18 through 3:20, Paul is talking about sins.
就是讲到人为什么需要福音，不仅仅是犹太人需要福音，我们这些外邦人同样需要福音，世人都需要福音。
It actually points out the necessity of all men for the gospel, not only the Jews but also the Gentiles.
因为世人都犯了罪。
Because all men have sinned.
三章二十一节到八章三十九节就讲到了福音的定义以及我们怎么样来被福音所塑造。
And through from 321 to through 329, it talks about how we are transformed and formed by the gospel.
Yeah, 第七章到第八章就是讲到一个重生得救的一个基督徒，他可以有什么？他是怎么样活的？他不是跟以前行律法那样活的，而是说他是照着圣灵的新样来活的。
Chapter 7 and 8 talk about the new life of a believer. It's about how a Christian should live a new life, not under the law, but according to the purpose of God.
福音是什么？那我们怎么样靠福音而在这个世界上来生活？
So what is the gospel, and how should we live according to it?
那第九章到第十一章是讲到上帝的宇宙性的救赎的计划。
So from chapter 9 through 11, it talks about the universal salvation made by God.
所以当保罗去探索上帝的这种福音的救赎大计划的时候，他在十一章的最后发出一个颂赞，说身在神丰富的智慧和知识。
That's why at the end of chapter 11, Paul made this praise to the salvation of God, and he said, "Oh, the depth and riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God."
接下来的十二章第一节到第二节，大家都是能背的，是吧？
Many of you learn by heart the first two verses of chapter 12.
所以弟兄们，我一生的慈悲劝你们，要把身体献上，对吧？大家很多的弟兄姊妹都能背，
Therefore,
这是最熟悉的。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in views of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice.
这是什么呢？十二章到十六章是讲到福音的实际的一个应用。
So, chapter 12 through 16 are an application of the gospel.
大家如果看保罗其他的书信的话，基本上都是这样的一个架构：先是在讲福音，然后再讲福音的一个应用。
Actually, many episodes of Apostle Paul follow such a pattern. First, he talks about what is the gospel, then application.
当保罗要求你去做什么事情，不去做什么事情，你应该做什么事情，你不应该做什么事情的时候，他的姿态是，他是以神的慈悲来劝你们，而不是命令你们。
Actually, Paul is not commanding the believers to do this or do that. He is actually persuading the believers out of the mercy of God.
这个神的慈悲就是在这福音上显明。
And the mercy of God is revealed in the gospel of God.
所以上帝的这个在这段的短短的经文当中，我们看到实际上福音是可以是非常的简洁的，几句经文就可以表达出来，但是它实际上是并不简单，它是简洁但并不简单的。
So in the scripture reading today, we can see that in a few verses we can summarize very well the simple message of the gospel. But however, it is not very superficial.
上帝的福音是深哉的，它包含了上帝丰富的智慧和知识。
Actually, it revealed the great depth of the wisdom of God.
那基督的在福音当中彰显的爱是非常的长阔高深，难以测度的。
It is so deep and high the wisdom of God revealed in Jesus Christ.
所以这个福音的本身是值得我们一生去探索，一生去体验，一生以它为中心去生活的。福音不仅仅是给慕道友，给不信的人，更是给我们这些基督徒的。
So it is worth exploring what is the gospel during our entire life. And actually, the gospel is not only for seekers, but it is for every Christian.
Oh, so you think that you have 几个报名的几点三百吗？最近我们两年的题目都是去，今年十二月份是，如果你的生命是以福音为中心，那明年的主题就是福音与我。
So many of you have attended the retreat called Gideon 300. Last year, our theme is the gospel-centered life, and next year, our theme will be the gospel and me.
因为我们这些的策划委员在祷告在读经的时候，我们深深的有一个感觉，有一个的感动，就是我们希望在年轻的一代当中，能够在短短的四年当中，甚至两年的当中，能够打下终身的这个基础，而这个终身的基础就是这个影响我们一生之久，规范我们所有的这样的一个福音。
So when the board members meet and pray, we feel strongly the necessity to lay a foundation for the students.To train them and form them in 2 years, and lay a foundation for their lifelong time service.
Okay, so we look at 3:21-22. Let's read it together.
So let's read again, chapter 3:21-26.
但如今，大家一起来读。但如今，
但如今，
神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，
有律法和先知为证，就是神的义。因信耶稣基督，就这一切相信的人，并没有分别。因为
okay, 所以在上帝的在这里有一个关键词叫做律法以外，那到底是什么叫律法呢
？Here it says apart from law. So what is law?
下一张 PPT， 谢谢。
Next slide, please.
所以在律法的话，在犹太人的观念当中，那我们来看的话，实际上包括我们来看是有三个的层次。
Actually, if we look at the Jewish law, there are three levels.
当我们看律法的时候，一般我们会指向圣经当中的律法典章这些的诫命，也就是说你要做什么，不要做什么，你应该这样，你不应该这样。
So usually we refer to the law by meaning the decrees and laws specified in the scripture.
那大家如果看新约的话，大家知道法利赛人吗？是吗？法利赛人也就是律法主义者。他们觉得，哎，神的律法还不够，我们需要创造一些更细致的律法，就是在上帝做了一个围栏，那我围栏让人就不要进去或者不要违背，但是呢，他们要在围栏的外面再加一个围栏，不要让他们碰到上帝的围栏的里面，以至于犯罪，所以他们就加了许多的这个规矩跟规条。
So if you read the New Testament, you can see the Pharisees who are kind of a legalist. They actually added an extension to the laws, and so that as a kind of precaution to not commit any sin.
所以他们锁定的这些的规则，安息日的规则，种种的规则，大家知道这个耶稣也常常违背他们的规则，是吗？实际上是神的律法或者有关，但是绝大部分都是无关的。
Actually, we can see sometimes they accuse Jesus of breaking the laws, but actually their law are usually irrelevant to the core of the law.
那律法的精义，也就是说，耶稣就是一个法利就是一个教师在问耶稣基督的时候，他说什么是律法当中最大的？什么是律法当中最大？耶稣说，你们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，你们也要爱人如己，这是最大的诫命。
We can see in the New Testament that when a Jewish scribe asked Jesus, "What are the greatest commandments among the laws?" Jesus said, "Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and also love your neighbors as yourself."
So, 根据耶稣基督以及实际上这句话也是在旧约立位记的当中，律法的精义是两大诫命最精义的最大的两个诫命就是爱神跟爱人。
And also, actually, this is also summarized in the Old Testament, in the Leviticus. That is also summarized in two categories: love God and love people.
所以法利赛人或许跟律法有关，但是跟他们律法的精义是完全无关的。所以一直遭受到耶稣的强烈的一个指责，说法利赛人诱惑了。
The Pharisees are so fond of laws, but they kind of didn't touch the core of the law. So Jesus often rebuked them of being hypocrite.
其实现在就是我们也创造了许许多多的规则，不是吗？当圣经说不要醉酒的时候，我们创造了一些的规则是什么？不要喝酒，是吗？酒都不要碰了，你就不会醉酒。
Actually, we also make this kind of extension of the law in our days. For example, the scripture advises us not to get drunk. In order to prevent that, we may persuade people not even to drink any alcohol.
这个是非常的实际，是吧？非常可以具有实
So this is a very concrete application. So by drinking not any alcohol, you can never get drunk.
那圣经告诉耶稣告诉我们要用心灵和诚白敬拜主。 那我们的规则呢，就是说，哎，礼拜是要穿最好的，是要西装笔挺。
Jesus also said, we should worship God in truth and with our soul. For that purpose, we are supposed to dress very well to come to the worship.
Yeah, 当然这种传统是很好，在我的教会就是大夏天呢，就是还是要打领带、穿西装上讲台。然后灯光照下来，有一次我是，头上都是汗。
I think this is a very good tradition. For example, in my church, even in the hottest days in summer, the preacher should wear a suit. And once I sweat a lot, especially with a very strong light.
我在这里是感觉非常的自由，因为上次长老告诉我说你可以不用那么穿。大家还记得我第一次来，我就是那么穿。
Relatively, I feel very free to be here. There's not very strict dressing code.
那希伯来书说你要不可停止。
And in Hebrew, it said the believers cannot stop meeting.
So, 为了确保你不要停止聚会，所以我定一个规则，就是教会每个活动你都要参加，而且你只能参加我的教会，不能参加别人的教会。
So to assure that you're supposed to attend every activity and meeting of the church, and you should exclusively be attending this church, not other churches.
所以在这里他讲到的律法以外，到底是什么意思呢？
So what does the term apart from law means here?
就是在律法以外，就是相对应的，就是有律法以内，是吗？
So correspondingly, so there should be something inside the law.
因为我们可以刚刚看这个十九节到二十节，就是往前看，在这里有讲到一个律法之下，那这里讲到律法以外，然后律法以外的反义词是律法以内，在这里实际上是跟律法以下是同义词，是吗？
If we look at the previous two verses, chapter 3, 19 through 20, we can see the term under the law. That actually corresponds to inside the law.
So in this verse, what is it talking about? What is the law above? What is the law below? What is the law outside the gospel? Or is it saying a person under the law?
So what does it mean to be apart from law, and what does it mean to be under the law? A person under the law must observe the law.
结果是什么呢？一个行律法的人，他是不能在神面前称义的。
But consequently, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight.
律法是让人知罪，带来的是审判。
The purpose of the law is to turn us be conscious of sin.
因为律法以下，如果我们顺着律法，我们当我们读经祷告的时候，我们去看律法的时候，我们想去行律法的时候，实际上我们是行不全，行不够，是行不好的。
Because when we try to observe the law, we are never perfect, and we never completely observe the law.
那当我们行律法的时候，当我们做好的时候，我们是引发的是我们的骄傲，我们觉得比我自己行的比别人要好。
And even when we live out the law, it only leads to a kind of a self-righteousness or pride because we think we do better than others.
当我们行的不好的时候，我们就充满了内疚感、负罪感，我们想要再去努力。
And,
是又落入到不能行不好，又是行不好的这样的一个境况当中。
And when we fail to live out the law, we're filled with guilt or in sense of inferiority, and it again will lead us to commit more sins.
这就叫做活在律法以下，带来的是律法的咒诅，也就是上帝的审判。
So that is the meaning of being under the law, and it will only lead to the wrath and condemnation of God.
So, Paul in this sentence is saying, "Hey, law 以下这条路是此路不通。你靠行律法是不能在上帝面前称义的。任何人都行不通。
So, Paul is telling us here, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. It is a road with dead end.
以赛亚书六十四章的第六节这么说。他说就是。 第二句他说所有的义，我们所有的义，我们所有自己看为的义，我们自己的做的比较好的地方，我们自己的修行，我们自己的道德，我们自己的善行，我们自己的修为。
In Isaiah 64:6, it says, all of us have become one who is unclean, and all of our righteous acts, this include our all the trainings, practice, merits of ourselves.
在上帝面前都是污秽的衣服，上帝看不上。
They're all like filthy rags, which fail to meet the standard of God.
那出路在哪里呢？出路就是在律法以外。这个律法以外是什么呢？就是福音。
So what is the solution? So the only way out is the gospel itself.
所以我们怎么样来看律法？到底我们要不要遵行律法？我们是不是活在律法以下呢？
So how should we look at the law? Should we still observe the law?
所以我们在读经的时候，我们看到的都是，我们都到底是看什么？看到的是上帝的恩典，上帝的福音，还是说看到的是我们看到的更多的是律法，我们要顺着律法去活的这样一个样式。
So when we read the Bible, what should we see? Should we see God's grace and mercy, or a pattern that we earn our righteousness by observing the law?
当我们祷告的时候，我们在祷告什么？我们祷告是在认罪的时候，是根据一个 checklist。一个一个的勾选说，哎，我们违背了这个，我们违背了那个。
When we pray, what are we praying? Do we confess all the things we commit, like according to a checklist?
所以我们在读经祷告的时候，是在律法以下呢，还是在律法以外呢？
So when we pray and read the Bible, are we under the law or apart from the law?
我们是在律法之下呢，还是在上帝的恩典之下呢？
Are we under God's law or under God's grace?
所以到底在这两节经文，到底什么是福音啊？
So what is the gospel according to these two verses?
这个福音是在律法以外被显明出来的。
And we see that this gospel is made known apart from law.
福音不是在律法以内的。
It is not within the law.
因为律法以内的话，我们没有一个人在上帝面前能够来得称义。
Because under the law, no one is declared righteous. And the gospel is everything that Jesus Christ has accomplished for us.
Okay. So
the question is, what is the true assurance of our salvation, and what is not our salvation? So at the gate of heaven, what is your reply to the angel? Do you say that I have tried really hard to live out good life and I have a lot of moral efforts? Is that your answer? So are you under the law or apart from law when you say this? So does our reply fall apart from law or under the law? So our own efforts, all of our moral efforts or formation of virtues all fall under the law, and by observing the law we cannot gain our own righteousness. So actually that is the pattern for most of the other religions in the world, because it is mainly based on your own good deeds and your own righteousness.
下面我们来看下面一节经文，就是因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了 上帝的荣耀。那前面一句是什么？因信耶稣基督，神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。这并没有分别是什么？是什么分别呢？第一个分别是神的义，只要我们信了，他就加给我们。那第二个没有分别呢，就是世人都犯了罪。
In Romans chapter 3 verse 22 to 23, it says the righteousness from God come through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There's no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Here it says there's no difference. It means there's no difference because we are all sinners, and there's no difference because we are saved when we all believe in Jesus Christ.
Oh, 我相信你查过很多经是吧？听了许多的道。那你会怎么定义罪？对你来说，什么是罪呢？
I believe you have listened to a lot of sermons and has done a lot of Bible study. So according to you, what is sin?
是不是有人告诉你罪就是就像打靶子一样是吗？然后是有一个靶心，然后你箭射过去没有中靶心，那就叫罪是吗？
Maybe you have heard of this, that sin means to miss a target. It's like an arrow missing its target.
其实这个是这个希腊文罪这个希腊文字的一个原意，就是没有达到一套的这个标准，那可能是道德的标准。
So the original meaning of the of this term in Greek means fail to meet certain standard. So it can be the moral standard.
斯托德说这个是一个正确的字义的解释，但却是一个错误的解经方式。
According to John Stott, this is a correct definition of the term, but it is the wrong way to interpret the scripture.
从上下文来看，到底什么是罪？
According to the context, what is sin?
这里的罪是什么意思？它是说亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
Here it says sin is to fall short of the glory of God.
所以这个罪是对上帝荣耀的亏缺是什么意思呢？不仅仅是我做错了，不仅是我没有做什么，不仅仅是就是我没有做什么，不仅仅是人的一个违背了人的律法，或者是违背了一些某些的道德规范，违背了某些人的要求。
So here to sin does not mean you do something wrong or you fail to do something.
罪是从神的角度来定义的。
Sin is defined from the perspective of God.
所以按照神的律法的要求的话，没有一个人是没有犯罪。
So under the law of God,nobody is perfect.
人可能在我们中间来对比一下，或者有可怕的。我觉得我的道德比你好啊！我觉得每周聚会我都来，你是常常缺席的是吗？你是每周都来，我也都来，但是我是参加祷告会的，是不是
？Among ourselves, we might have something to brag about. For example, I attend more church meeting than you, or I participate in the prayer meeting, but you don't.
罪是什么？罪就是上帝。创造了我们，我们是有上帝的形象，我们是这样的，我们却变成了那样。
Actually, sin means that we are originally created in the image of God, but our image has kind of being torn.
所以这个罪是对上帝荣耀的亏缺，是对上帝的一种反叛。那从这个神的维度来讲，没有一个人，包括犹太人，他们自以为义的犹太人，或者我们这些外邦人。没有一个人例外都是犯罪。
Actually, sin means to be rebellious against God. In that sense, Jews or Gentiles all fall short of the glory of God.
所以在罗马书的一章十八节一直到三章二十节都在讲这个事情，保罗都在证明一件事情：世人都在罪恶之下，无论是犹太人或者希利尼人，也就是外邦人，都在罪恶之下。
That is what Paul trying to point out from verse 1:18 through 3:20, that it doesn't matter if you're Jews or Hellenics or Gentiles, everyone is a sinful man.
所以福音是什么？福音是我们对我们某种程度上对我们是一个最大的一个否定。
So what is the gospel? First, it is a total negation of ourselves.He says, you're not righteous, you're a sinner.
那反过来说，福音对我们最大的肯定是什么呢？我们看下一节，二十四节。
And what is the approval in the gospel? Let's look at verse 24.
大家一起来读吗？
Let's read together.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。 所以我过去是罪人，我是被上帝定罪的这样的一个人，我实际上真的是一个罪人，按照上帝的律法我是无善可陈的。
So to be a sinner means I have no righteousness in myself, and I deserve God's wrath and condemnation.
但现在我是什么人呢？
But now, who am I?
我是一个蒙上帝恩典的人。
I am one who is saved by God's grace.
什么是叫做恩典呢？
What is grace?
下一张 PPT, 谢谢。那在后面罗马书四章的第四节到第五节，他又讲到做工的得工价，不是恩典乃是该得的，唯有不做工的只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。
We can look at Romans 4, verse 45. Now when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as gift, but as an obligation. However, to the man who does not work, but trusts God who justified the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness.
所以在这里讲到什么？什么是恩典？他先讲到什么不是恩典？恩典不是做功德工价。
So first it points out what is not grace. Grace is not someone's wage that he earns.
做功德工价是不是我们活在这个世界上面的主要的逻辑是吗？
Actually, it is the predominant logic in our world that you work and you earn your wages.
世界的这个运作方式就是这样。
It's how this world works.
你好好工作。
You work hard,
我就给你发工资,
and you receive your wages.
如果你, 你是重要人物的话, 我还给你期权, 是吗? 给你股票。
If you are an important figure in the company, for example, and you can earn extra bonus such as stocks.
如果一家公司是创业公司的话, 他没有那么的钱付给你的话, 他给你什么? 另外一份工资, 他给你成长的机会。
If you work in a starting company, the benefit might be your opportunity. And no matter what kind of company you work for, all these companies will draw a very spectacular blueprint for you. It says you will make a difference to the world.
说的难听一点，就是在前面要给你画一张大饼，然后拉着你往前走，是吗？
Actually, it draws a very attractive picture, so that you have motivation to work.
所以在这个世界上面，我们的这个运作的方式就是做工得工价。如果你是学生的话，你多学习，是吧？然后你智慧的学习，聪明的学习的话，你考的分数就高一些，你得到的成绩就好一些，是吗？
Actually, that is the common pattern of this world. Even if you're a student, you're promised that if you study hard, you will get a good result.
所以按照这个的逻辑的话，做功德工价这个性质是什么呢？是我们该得的。
So it means you get what you deserve.
当我们拿到工资，当我们拿到期权股票，当我们这个得到好成绩。A plus 的时候，我们不会觉得这不是自己该的。
So when you get those benefits or a good academic result, you might think that is what I earn, that is what I deserve.
因为这是我努力的一个成果，因为这是我是发挥我的智慧，发挥我的聪明的才智的这样的一个成果。
Because you might think that this is what I have earned with my intelligence or with my diligence, etc.
所以这个耶稣基督这个恩典的福音是反文化的，甚至是反我们的人性的。
In that sense, the gospel of Jesus Christ is anti-cultural or even anti-human.
因为这个福音，这个恩典告诉我，你不需要做什么，你白白的领受，你接着上帝的恩典就可以了。
Because the message is that you do not need to do anything. The only thing you should do is to receive this free grace.
但是我们的肉身当中，在我们在世界当中活的时候，我们就觉得，哎，滴水之恩就当涌泉相报，所有的这些都是应该是做工得工价这样的一种方式来进行，是吗？
But in this world, we're so accustomed to the pattern of thinking that we always reap what we sow.
所以福音是白白的赐给我们的，是上帝的恩典，并不是按照世界的逻辑，是我们靠着努力去争取的。
But this gospel is not something that accomplished or earned by ourselves.
恩典对我们是白白的，但实际上，它确实又是沉重的。我们不是我们白白的领受了，并不代表我们不需要付上代价，乃是因为这个代价是上帝借着耶稣基督已经帮我们付了。
This gospel is given freely.By God, but it's not cheap. It has a great price paid by Jesus Christ himself. So now we have received God's grace and we are saved. So many Christians might say, I am a saved sinner. So that this statement talking about our status quo or our past life.
是不是我们更多的时候，我们当我们犯罪的时候，人家指责我们的时候，我们是找理用这句话来找理由说，哎，我犯罪了，是啊，因为我是个蒙恩的罪人啊。
So is this a very useful excuse when we are accused of committing sins?
底下的意思是说，你要拿我怎么样？
So the maybe you're implying that you can do nothing with my sins.
那这句话，当我们讲到蒙恩的罪人，他是在强调是过去呢，是强调23节呢，还是在讲到还是在强调如今呢？也就是24节呢，如今却蒙上帝的恩典，他是在强调什么呢？
So when we say this, are we emphasizing the message in verse 23 or verse 24? It's about the past or now?
当我们在强调上帝的恩典、强调如今的时候，我们应该称呼自己为谁啊？
So when we say that we're justified now, what should we call ourselves?
我们是曾犯罪，但却是如今却是蒙恩的这样的一个人。
We were sinners, but now we have received the grace of God.
所以对你来说，犯罪到底是容易的还是不容易的？
So is it easier to sin or not to sin?So what do you think?
当你在强调自己是一个蒙恩的罪人的时候，你在强调什么？
What are you trying to emphasize when you say you're a sinner saved by God's grace?
当我们在强调我们如今却是蒙上帝的恩典，我们是一个重生得救的人，我们是一个新人的时候，犯罪到底是容易的还是不容易的？
So when you say that you are reborn and you're a reborn Christian and you're a God's new creation, is itEasy or uneasy for you to sin?
所以我们对福音的这样的一个回应的方式，对上帝恩典的回应方式，我们不能做什么？当上帝把这样恩典临到的时候，我们就是张开双手接着上帝的恩典。
So when God's gospel comes towards us, how can we reply? Actually, we're kind of empty-handed before God, and the only thing we can do is to receive His grace.
在接下来就是罗马书3:25，他说神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。
Actually, in Romans 3:25, it says God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood.
所以我们蒙受了上帝什么样的一个恩典呢？这个恩典是怎么临到我们的呢？
So what kind of grace are we receiving from God?
这个答案就是挽回。
The answer is the sacrifice of atonement. So when James Packer in the book Knowing God, he says in this book that the key of the gospel is the sacrifice of atonement. What is God atoning?It is an atonement of the wrath of God because caused by man's sin. Because God is holy and God is righteous, so when you sin, there must be a result and judgment.
上帝又是非常的慈爱，他创造了我们，他刻意的，他定义要来爱我们。
But on the other hand, God is a loving God, And he shows us great mercy.
所以一方面上帝是公义的，他是圣洁的，他是要审判，他是愤怒的。另外一方面，上帝是慈爱的，他是愿意来接纳我们的，他是创造了我们，甚至我们是有上帝形象的。所以他是有一种的矛盾在上帝的这个里面。
So there's this kind of tension between the two kinds of images, image of God. On the one hand, he's holy and righteous. On the other hand, he's merciful and loving.
所以怎么来解决呢？就是把他亲自赐下他的独生爱子，把他钉在十字架上，让他的血做一个赎价，来挽回上帝的愤怒，让我们可以与上帝成为和平。
So the only way out is for God to give His only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us, as a sacrifice of atonement, so that the wrath of God will be satisfied.
所以福音到底是什么呢？福音不是我们做了什么，或者我能为耶稣基督做什么，或者是将来立定心志我要为耶稣基督做什么。福音是耶稣基督为我们在十字架上已经成就了什么。
So what is the gospel? The gospel is not about what you have done in the past or what you're doing right now or what you will do in the future, but it's actually about what Jesus Christ has already accomplished on the cross. So what is the gospel and what is non-gospel? So when we made this discernment, we need to draw a clear line between the gospel and non-gospel.
We
can look at this chart.
福音不是好建议，不是好忠告。世界上面这个世界有许许多多的好建议，有许许多多的专家，有许许多多的技术的人员给我们好建议，有好多的医生给我们一些健康上面的建议，给我们很多的人生怎么样生活的一些的忠告。但是福音不是好建议，也不是好忠告，福音是一个好消息，它在十字架上已经完成，已经成就的好消息。
So gospel is not a piece of good advice like all the advice made by the specialists, therapists made in this world to tell you how to live healthy or live well. But actually it's a declaration of a good news. It's about what Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross.
在福音里面，基督，我们的耶稣基督，他不是好的，他不是道德教师，不是好榜样，不是好教练，不是好的那个好的医生，他乃是说他是一个救赎主。
So Jesus Christ, first of all, is not a good doctor or a good moral teacher, but he is the Savior.
他也不是圣人，当然耶稣是圣的，他是也是有道德的，他也是能够医治的，但是他真正的本质是他是救赎主。
And he is not also like kind of a sage. Of course, he's holy and he's the holy Savior.
福音呢，也不是内生的，靠着我们向内去探求，说我们倾听自己的声音，我们往里面探求，我们去靠着修行，能够发现里面，向里面去寻找，就能寻找到的。
Also, the gospel does not grow from interior. It is not something that you can discover when you hear your own heart.
福音是外面而来的。
It is given from exterior.
福音是外加。
It is exogenous.
因为三章二十一节不是说神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人。
Because in verse 322 it says the righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe.
福音是对我们最大的一个否定，也是对我们最大的一个肯定，在耶稣基督里。
It is at the same time an ultimate approval, but also a total negation of ourselves. So we can go through some examples briefly.
Yeah, 救赎可以这么理解，就是说每一个人都有一个属灵的银行账户。这里有念会计的吗？就是分成两部分，一部分是 debit， 一部分是 credit， 是吗？你做得好，行得好了，就记到 credit 里面去，是吧？你做得好，你就避免犯罪、坏习惯啊、沉溺啊、自私啊等等等等。 那这是不是一个福音呢？
So can we understand salvation this way? Our life is like opening a spiritual bank account with a...
是做工得工价的逻辑还是恩典的逻辑？
So does it follow the logic of wages or the logic of grace?
大家已经结婚的或者是在恋爱当中的，大家有没有听过叫情感账户是吗？
If you're in, if you're already married or in a relationship, have you heard of the term of emotional account?
按照这个理论，你是要对你太太要特别的好，是吧？要做好，要送花，不断的积攒自己的 credit.
According to this theory, you should keep saving for your credit in your account. You should be good to a wife so that you can gain points.
所以某一天你犯错的时候呢，你就可以用那些积分来抵消。
So that when you do something wrong one day. The points can be deducted from what you have been saving.
So this 个问题是它最大的问题是它预设了，就是说它是等价支取的。你的太太、你的配偶的另一方是等价支取你的 credit.
So there's a presupposition in this theory that actually your wife is drawing what you have been saving in the account.
现实是你的另外一半。
But in reality, your spouse might clear all your credit for one for maybe one thing that you have done wrong.
那保罗说他把以前他的那种的身世背景、他的教育都把它看作是粪土。
Paul says he considers everything he used to have as useless.
所以福音在我们的家庭当中的逻辑也不是做工得工价。
Actually, the logic in our family life is also not the logic of wages.Next example.
下一个例子，他说要活出全新的你，你必须活出一二三四五六七，要七个步骤。
Here it points out seven steps you should follow to live out a new self.
是不是觉得非常好啊？给你一个实践的建议，你可以活出美好人生，这不是我们基督徒想要的吗？
Do you think this is very practical to live out a very desirable life?
但是我要问你的是，这是好建议呢，还是说是好消息呢？
But let me ask you this, are these good advices or is it good news?
好，再下一个。
Next slide.
可是我终于明白了，福音并不是关于规条，而是关乎爱神和彼此相爱。所以你这一周曾做了什么帮助一些你认识的人没有？这是不是很好的教导我们活出这个在社群当中或者在社区当中在教会当中有见证的一个鼓励呢？
Someone might say that I finally understand that the gospel is not about regulation but rather to love God and love our neighbors. So we should reflect what have I done this week to help others or the ones I know.
你有没有向你的邻居，有没有向你的同学，向你的舍友日行一善，表达出你最大的善意呢？
So have you done good deeds to your neighbors or your classmates to demonstrate your goodwill?
那福音是这个吗？
Is this gospel?
那我要问你的是，刚刚根据刚刚讲的三章二十一节，他所讲的这个福音到底是在律法以下呢，还是在律法以外呢？
So according to Romans 3:21, is this kind of gospel under the law or apart from law?
爱神和彼此相爱是律法还是福音呢？
To love God and to love others is law or gospel.
当我们他说这个爱神跟彼此相爱还是律法，只不过是它是律法的经历。
To love God and love others is still law, and it is the essence of law.
好，下一章。那他说，人依靠基督所成就的工作，就可以迈向成功，享受丰盛，享有健康，并且得胜的生命。上帝呢，我们上帝是不希望你活在挫折当中、贫穷当中、失败当中，他呼召你是要作首不作尾，居上不居下，怎么样？
Someone might think that a man should rely on the accomplishment of Jesus Christ and to achieve an abundant and healthy life so that you can triumph in this life to defeat all the poverty or failures or frustrations so that you can be an outstanding person in this society.
所以福音到底是什么？福音它是要把我们跟神的关系摆正确，还是说福音是可以让我们带来世俗上面的成功？
So does the gospel correct your way to respond to God, or it can lead to worldly gains. Actually, the truth gospel first deals with the vertical relation between man and God. It's about satisfying God's wrath so that we may have peace with God. So that we can even become children of God. Then it also overthrows our horizontal relationships with our classmates or colleagues or friends. Although we do not love God or other people under the law, but we are motivated by the gospel to love God and others. The grace is given freely, but someone who has received this grace must do something. So the gospel also overturns our relation with ourselves. It's also about how should we deal with our body, our sinful nature when we still live this life. So what should be our response to this gospel? Is it about gaining your own salvation by making daily effort? Of course not. Do I manage to enter the heaven by observing the laws and the decrees of God and do His will?
当然不是, 因为我们的救恩的取得并不是信心加上人的善行。
Of course not, because our salvation is not based on faith plus work.
那是我怎么样
It is about our faith alone.
这种的信心它可以进天堂吗? 也当然不是，因为这种的信心把信心当做了一个善行, faith as a work.
So salvation is not faith as work.
这种的信心把自己的信心当做一个得救的基础。
It is not about believing in your own faith, but it's about believing in what Jesus Christ has done. So when someone says he's a believer, we should ask what kind of belief is his.
那我们的正确的回应到底是什么? 什么是能够让我们带来得救的这样的一个信心?
Oh, so what should be the proper faith that can lead to our salvation? So it is simple. Just open your hands and receive the grace freely given by God. So, dear brothers and sisters, how did you receive the gospel of God at the first place? And how are you responding to God's, to the gospel of God in this day?
这样的一个福音。
And how would you respond to this gospel from since tomorrow or the future days?
Oh, 我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣，谢谢你借着你的话语将福音再次的在我们中间来宣讲。
Jesus Christ, we thank you for make your word known among us again.
主，我们来献上感恩，主，我们在你的福音面前所有的只是深深的一个感恩。
God, we give all our thanks, and before your gospel, we can give nothing but thanksgiving. Thank you for giving us your only Son, Jesus Christ, and thank you for Jesus' crucifixion. And thank you for satisfying your own wrath and making us your own children.So the gospel is not the ABC of our faith. The gospel is the daily salvation that we receive. The gospel is our hope in every day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.